And welcome to today's show, where I talk real to real people. And today, my special guest, Rosario Calandra, and he is the starter of Venturi Toy. Rosario, when did you start making toys?
Hi, I started at the end of 2008.
Can you explain the process of making them to me?
So I start from a plain plank of wood, and is a very bi-dimensional type of toys I make. I start from a drawing that I draw with a template on the plank of wood. Then I cut it with a scroll saw that gives me the freedom to improvise and to change the drawing as I go, to make every toy a bit different from the others. Then I have to sand the edges and the surface of the wood. And then I paint it with water-based stains that still let through the grain of the wood that can be seen. And the last thing to do is just dunk it in linseed oil to protect it from time and moisture in general.
Are all your toys wooden?
Yeah, all my toys are made of solid wood. Most of them are made of hardwoods. Would be beechwood or ashwood. Some of my toys are made in softwood. Say the arcs are made in pine wood, for instance.
Where do you source the wood that you use for your toys?
Well, I used to source my wood from Quilta. Both Quilta don't sell anymore Irish beech, Irish hardwoods. Because of changes in the policy of the company, I suppose. So at the moment, I'm sourcing my beech from the normal companies that sell to cabinet makers in Ireland. So there are a couple of companies in Tralee that I contact, and they sell me steamed beech. That is very likely coming from Canada at the moment, because I can't find locally grown beech anymore.
And where do you sell your toys?
I share a shop in Dingle Main Street. The shop is called Gallery Biog, with other craftsmen and artists of the area. And there is where I exhibit and sell my toys directly to the public. And then I sell in a couple of websites. My own website, that is ventritoy.com, where customers or people can contact me through email or phone, or on the etsy.com. Online market for handmade products.
I see. What were the most difficult challenges you had to overcome to get your business off the ground?
Well, the first challenge was to get into the mentality of do something for yourself, to be, you know, to manage your time in the correct way, to be able to make what your dream is, instead of having just to get up, you know, whatever, 9 o'clock in the morning and going to work. The next challenge was to find a niche, to find a product that was original enough not to be swamped by mass-produced wooden toys that you find in the market nowadays. It took a while, but eventually, after a couple of years, It happened.
What are the challenges you think your business will face during the coming year?
There are a few details I have to work out, and a few challenges, as you say, that I have to work out in the business. One of them would be the marketing online. I'm redoing my website to make it a bit more user-friendly and to reflect better my work. Mostly it's the marketing side of things that I have to rework again.
Do you have any advice for anyone thinking of starting up a toy business?
I think for wooden toys, anyway, I can talk. The only thing is to go for something original, something a bit different. It's very hard to do something original in wooden toys. People have been making wooden toys for millennia. So it is not something easy to find, but you have to find something a bit different. There are some great toys made by big companies around the place. So the only way one can find a niche is by doing something a bit original and customizing.
What do you think are the best ways for you to market your product?
I find that the best way is when people can actually touch the toy, can touch with their own hand the toy, so they can see the quality of the product itself. Because the photos online or otherwise, they don't tell you really what the material is, what the toy is. The wood is a natural material; it's not plastic. So in a photo that you could find online, it just doesn't tell you the difference that there is when you hold a wooden toy as opposed to a plastic toy in your hand. So I think, yeah, fairs and direct contact with people is the best marketing tool, like the best way to market my stuff.
I see. And now, Rosario, to the funny questions. What would be your favorite comic book?
Say Calvin and Hobbes by Bill Watterson.
I see. What would be your favorite chocolate bar?
Mars. Just the classic old Mars is my favorite.
I see. And lastly, what's your favorite rock band?
Well, I don't listen much to rock. If I have to say one rock band that I will listen once in a while to is Led Zeppelin.
I see. And if some of our listeners want to see or buy your toys, how can they do that, Rosario?
So the venue where they can see my toys directly is the shop Gallery Biog in Dingle, in Main Street. Then I sell through the toy shop Pinocchio's in Cork. And online, in my own website, ventritoy.com, or on Etsy.com, that is a market for handmade items in online. Yeah.